Welcome to the Real Estate Trainer Podcast with your host, Brian Eisenhower. This podcast is brought to you by Eisenhower Coaching and Consulting. ICC provides customized and structured coaching and training programs for real estate agents and team leaders, representing many of the top producing agents in North America. ICC also offers broker and owner consulting on agents recruiting, training, and retention. For more info, visit EisenhowerCoaching.com. Or find us on Facebook.
Hi, this is Brian Eisenhower with Eisenhower Coaching and Consulting. And I'm here to talk to you a little bit about life balance. One of the things, you know, we have a large real estate coaching company with many coaches scattered across North America now. And we represent hundreds of clients and some of the top real estate agents and teams in North America, actually, many of them. You know, we kind of pride ourselves on the success of our coaching clients, the real estate agents, whether they solo agents, teams, or broker owners. And that's our job, right, is to help them increase their business and generate more income. But as a coach, it's very important, you know, because that's not usually our goal in life, right, is just to generate more income. We usually want, I mean, there's kind of a twofold goal out there, right? It's we all want more income, and then we want more time to enjoy life. So, and if you don't have that type of business model, we get a problem. Like, we always want more income, but hopefully that, you know, there's some reason for it. There's something else out there that we want, whether it's spend more time with our family, you know, or into hobbies or just want to relax, whatever it is, play golf, who knows. But we want to get more life, more security, and more balance in our life. Now, you know, we're only on the planet for, you know, one turn. I think most people believe that. I guess there are some people who think we come back. I don't know. All I know for sure is this term, okay? And when we are on the planet, you know, it's important to enjoy your life too. And you'll see, I mean, you see this all the time in real estate. You'll see people like talking about how they burn the midnight oil and they work till late hours of the night and you got to hustle and rise and grind and all that kind of stuff. And I respect hustle and I like people who can work too. I think most people are more impressed with leaders. And I have to coach this actually quite a bit too, you know, because we do coach a lot of successful leaders. And if, you know, they're out on social media talking about how they're working till 2 a.m. and that's what it takes to succeed in real estate. And I'm up at, you know, 1 a.m. you know, I'm taking, you know, photos of me at the office and it's dark or my clock and how late I'm working, how hard I'm working. You know, if you're a leader and you want people to follow you and come work at your real estate brokerage or work on your real estate team, believe it or not, most people don't want that. They don't, you know, in fact, I'm wondering, like, man, you don't have a family? Do you have anything else going on? Like, well, no wonder you sell so much real estate. You're cheating. You know, you're working twice as much as everybody else. You should make more money. But most people aren't going to be willing to sacrifice their life because they have a life. So they might be looking at the agent who's doing all this, you know, bragging about how hard they work and thinking, man, get a life. So understand you're not really impressing people when you're doing that kind of stuff because they want life balance. And I'll tell you, even if you are a really hard worker, you want life balance too because you will burn out. Things will get old one way or the other. I have seen it time and time again. It takes some more than others. It will take a toll on you if you don't keep yourself well-rounded in life. In fact, I've been there many a times. So, you know, what I want to talk to you about today is one of the tools that we use at Eisenhower Coaching. I'm going to kind of show it to you and give you an idea how you can ensure that you create longevity in your business and enjoy your life while you have a very successful business. Because I one thing that really bothers me is I had success selling real estate and a lot of success, you know, running and opening and owning real estate brokerages and now with a consulting company too. It, you know, a lot of people say, wow, you just must not have a life. And that's because of the stigma that people get, successful people often give off, right? I just work all the time, therefore I don't have a life. Well, I do have a life. I'm very proud of it. I have pretty darn good life balance, certainly better than I've had at other times in my life. You know, I'm very proud of that. And I really want other people to make sure that they have that feeling as well too. So I'm going to turn my screen around so you can see a tool that we use with our coaching clients called the Life Balance Wheel. And the Life Balance Wheel kind of breaks down different spokes on the wheel. You can see there, it starts at the top up here with spirituality. And then we move over to health, work, social, development, recreation, family, and life planning, right? this is, in our opinion, you know, there's lots of different ways you can balance life, but I think this breaks it out in the most detail possibly. So, you know, spirituality, just to give you an idea, you know, this, for a lot of people, it's church, you know, it could be meditation, any type of spiritual, you know, something higher than yourself or bigger than you out there that kind of gets you out of yourself and able to look down on yourself from an objective point of view and make sure that you're steering yourself in a very positive way that you'd like to see yourself moving forward. Health, very, very big one. Keeping yourself healthy is really important, whether it be fitness or your diet, making sure your stress levels are low. That gets more and more important as you get older. You'll feel a lot better. I'll tell you, I've been, you know, different periods of my life, I've been, you know, really healthy, and then I've gotten unhealthy at different times. And I know that when I'm really, really healthy, I'm working out and I have a diet, I'm sleeping a lot less. I don't need to, and I'm much more well-rested, and my energy levels go up. So that's really, really important. And I'll go back to spirituality. This is one that I tend to let drop, even though I know how important it is. Arguably, it should be the most important thing for somebody. And, you know, it seems like, you know, I'm the only one watching that. So my wife now is a really good accountability partner for spirituality, and she helps me out a lot to make sure that I don't, you know, I'll tend to cut out stuff in this department when I get too busy. Even though I know I shouldn't, I cheat there and we'll cut it out. And lately I haven't been, and boy, am I a lot happier for it. And I need to remember that. And it's a habit just like anything else we got to set, right? Work, you know, most of our clients, this is where they excel. They're doing well at work, you know, which is great. But, you know, this is all the stuff, you know, how are we doing with improving our skills, our management, not just how much money we're making, right? It's well-rounded in work. And we give you a few bullet points there to help you. Social, you know, friends are important. You know, your community is important to you as well, too, your environment. We can also do really bad there. I mean, we can have friends that really make us feel awful. We can have friends that don't push us. That, you know, something we always say is you're the aggregate of the people you spend the most time with. So choose your people wisely. If you're hanging around a bunch of losers, guess what? They're going to act like crabs in a bucket and pull you back in down with them. So get around people that push you, that drive you, that motivate you, that energize you. That's really important. Development. This is you bettering yourself, whether it's, you know, making sure you're doing more reading, improving your education, your intellect, your self-esteem, things like that. You know, bettering yourself in general, personal development. Can be some professional development in there too. There are a lot of books out there and webinars and podcasts you can be reading to help further yourself. Recreation. You got to, you know, what are your hobbies? What are your passions? You know, sports, literature, arts, music, travel, vacationing, human fun. Vacationing, that's a big one for a lot of people too. Make sure you give yourself a score on that one. Same with life planning. How are you doing with your family? I mean, excuse me, I skipped family. How are you doing with your family? How much time are you spending with your family? How are you doing with your spouse? Parenting. You know, what can we do to improve our family relations? And then finally, life planning. This is your financial planning, your time management, your goal setting for your life, for your career, for your family. All of these things, you know, how are you doing monitoring these? So what I'll do, just to let you know, is, you know, I'll have my clients go through and write a number in each of these categories on a scale of 1 to 10, with 10 being the best. So we might, for spirituality, write, you know, 8 here. And then for health, we might say, okay, I'm not doing so good. I haven't been getting to the gym and I've been eating terribly. I put on some weight, so I'm down at a 4 here. Work, doing okay, but I really need some help there. I didn't generate as much business as I wanted to last year, so 6, let's say. Social, friends, community, doing pretty there. I've been having a lot of friends with so maybe a 9 there. So we actually draw it out. And what we'll then do is see where we need the most work. And we'll make a conscious effort to then put a lot of, you know, time blocking, time management. And we'll actually put this in our business plans with our clients. And a lot of our team leaders and broker owners will turn around and use this with the people that they mentor or that are on their teams, and really try to help them balance out their life and get very purposeful about the areas of their life that they need the most help in. And I think that's a really important way to do it. To think that we're going to do all this naturally and that this is corny is silly. Believe it or not, a little bit of focus, a little planning will make it happen. And for me, it's got to be in my calendar. So, you know, if I'm slacking on something, I'm going to put all these things in my calendar. My wife and I do meet. Because of these charts, we meet, you know, at least monthly. We have a monthly schedule meeting where we meet and we go over our budgeting and our planning and our goals together, almost like accountability partners, and then managing, you know, the household finances and business. And we take a look and make sure that we have to force ourselves to make sure we take vacations and we have to plan those out well in advance because, we're busy people with kids. And so we'll plan those out long in advance to make sure they happen. And that's just not natural for most of us, but we have to get purposeful about things to keep ourselves balanced out there and make sure some of the areas aren't dropping too low in the wheel. So that's more or less how we use the life balance wheel. And it's very easy. I mean, you can go on Google and search a lot of different life balance wheels out there too, and pick one you like and do this exercise if you're with your Eisenhower coaching coach. You can talk to them about filling it out, letting them hold you accountable to it, because that's the big deal there is accountability. I'm lucky I got my wife and all the different coaches and the staff at ICC. We kind of hold ourselves accountable to those things because, again, who you're running with will determine how fast you run. And if you're looking to get to life balance in a hurry, I'd get some other people involved in it, not just yourself, or it tends to get put on a shelf somewhere. We don't get to it. So anyway, I hope this helps you guys. We're not all about increasing your income at ICC. We do value you having a good life. That's what it's all for anyway. So if you like this video, go ahead and like the button below and subscribe to us at Eisenhower Coaching. You can even write some comments, questions or thoughts or ideas about this topic you have down in the comments, and we'll be sure to get back to you. You can connect with Eisenhower Coaching on both Facebook and Instagram, or better yet, you can go to therealestatetrainer.com, therealestatetrainer.com, and subscribe to us there. And you'll get on our emailing list, get lots of different tools and scripts and different systems and best practices that you can use to further your real estate business as well too. So again, like the video, subscribe to us. I really appreciate it. We'll see you next time.
Thank you for listening to this episode of the Real Estate Trainer Podcast, sponsored by Eisenhower Coaching and Consulting. For more information about real estate coaching or to watch Brian's training videos, check out therealestatetrainer.com or find us on social media. And remember, don't forget to subscribe to this podcast so you get the latest episodes as soon as they're available.